Begin the Gemara and Daf Masech the Sanhedrin of Yud Beis. The beginning of Beis, the beginning of Tesmat, the beginning of Gemara. Can go to Biyom Kippur Miyuchiach. That obviously that you don't have to have the kapara just when it's on his head, because Yom Kippur he's not wearing it. The Tesis says and Mishar Kabanas. What with all other regular Kabanas? Says Tesis LeMatzil LeMeidak. You can't infer and say, wait a second, regular Kahanim were bringing this. It wasn't being done by the Kohen Gadol. No, because the Tamar HaYometzei, it actually was always on his forehead. So, yeah, regular Karbonis were because of the tzitz. Can mash my grammar, like it sounds like the more Kedushin of Samach Bob and Aleph. Hakim lem tzitz shebein enecha, like let them, you know, do it with the tzitz that's between your eyes. Mash Mashal HaYometzei sounds like it was on his forehead. Afil l'shaleb b'shas avoyda, even not during the time of the avoyda, that they were telling the Ani Amelech, who was a kohen from the Chashmonaim, you know, do something with your tzitz that he was always wearing it. The next test, Matthew begins the Gemara Shetuma Hutcher Betzibur, because that's not a problem. You keep from, you don't need the tzitz because it's from the tzibur, and the tzibur it is hutcher. It's totally permitted. Which tries to qualify in a double total betzibur. It's not really dependent on the tzibur, because I'm reading the Perek Tzibur, like the Gemara says, Yumin Daf Nun Daf Alef, Shaipari Mikipurim, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, or Pesach the Karban Yachid, who Karban Pesach is really Karban Yachid Bedechin Shabbos V'Tuma. You have these, the Parabim Mikipurim is the Kohen Gadol, and the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, the Pesach is a person's Karban Yachid, and it overrides Shabbos and Tuma. Whereas on the other hand, the power held in Davishal Tzibur, Sira, by the Zara, Vachagiga, the Karban Tzibur, they're actually all Karbanas of the Tzibur, Vein Deichen, and they actually don't override Shabbos and Tumah. So Ellen, the Kut Hai Klol B'yadcha, Rav, the rule is like this. We call it Karban Tzibur, but it's really Kozal Mane Kavua, which is generally the halacha by a lot of Karban Tzibur. And there's a set time, is Deiche override Shabbos and Tumah. Bafel Diachet, and even individual, like Karban Pesach. And the power of the Yom Kippur, Mechaviti Kohen Gadol. V'chosh in Zman Kavua, in Daicha, and Vafila, the Tzibah. But you're right, usually Tzibah is Kavua, and Yochad is not, but it's not really dependent on that, so it's dependent on if it has a set time or not. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, V'nashim Mashlim Isla Tahayrim, V'oitmalim. So really, there were more Tmeim of men, but women, not only they completed, but the only thing actually made that the Tahayrim were actually now overwhelming those of the Tmeim. And so originally he thought that, okay, that would make it that the Tmeim should make Pesach Sheni because they're the minority. And then he retracted, he said, no, women to do it is Rishus, and therefore they really can't combine. So it comes out really the most with Tmeim, and Tmeim also really should have made it a Pesach Rishon. That's where he's Mavakash Rachim for himself. Says Taisus, now Tema, this is a wonder why, because the Perek Ketz at Tzaylan, there's a Gemara Pesach in the Vayin Tesem and Alv, Pligi, there's a Machlekes, K'shol Yisrael Mechtze Tarim Mechtze Tmeim. When the Jewish people are even half tar half tummy, the Rabbah he says okay halal oisin lasman halal oisin lasman. Okay, they're all going to do it in the first half because we're going to consider each one as the majority because neither one are the minority. But you just count them all together because the tar are doing because they're the majority. Have to do it separate not to become tummy, and the tummy will do it separate as tameim as if they're the majority, which then they do it by Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana, Amar, he says tahayim oisin mesarichin. No, the tahayim they'll do the first one because manav shach. Whether they're the majority or not, they're going to do it because either they're majority Tarim or the Tameim majority, they're going to do it with them. Tameim, and the second one, and the Tameim will do the second one as the minority. They could, those that say, no, Rav Kanami says, Tahayim, Tarim will do the first one. But Tameim, in Isin, they can't do not the first, not the second, because they're not the majority, so they can't do the first one. At the same time, then neither are they the minority, so they can't do the second one. Now, so it says about Hashem. Now, Sugi the Acha, our Sugi the Kaman, who is it like? Iker Rav, or Ikalish Nabasa Rav Kahana, according to either one of them, one of those two interpretations, Loma Li Mashlimis, why do you need to say that they've completed them? Badifa Sagi, that it's enough with, they mentioned this idea that they made them more. That since they're not considered as the miut, only the miut of Tmeim are nitcha to Sheni. You don't have to say that they made the equal. And the Kalishna common Rav Kahana, if it's like the first Rav Kahana, Lama Li Adifus, why do you need to say Adifus? So it's enough to say that they even them out. In other words, according to Rav and Rav Kahana, the second version, so you don't have to say that they were less Tahirim than Tameim, and the women completed Tahirim and even caused them to be more. You could just say that they were 50-50, and the women were more. So therefore, in the beginning, he pushed off the Tameim to Pesach Shena, because they were most Tahirim. At the end, he retracted, and he held that the women don't make it so because they're Rishus. So now it's 50-50. According to Rav, in that type of situation, they're all going to do Rishon, and according to Rav Kahana, in the second version, Tameim are not going to do either one of them. So that's what he did, Shalekidin, that he said the Tameim should do the first one, the second one, and Tameim should do the second one. And also Rav Kahn, in the first version is difficult. Why did he say the women were eitfais? It's enough with that they were mashlimis lemechtsa, and there from the beginning he thought that the harim should do the rishon and tameim should do the shein. And after retracted, the women don't combine. If that's the case, it's rave tameim, and they all should have done by the first one, and that's what he did like it in. So why do you have to pick both terminology, mashlimis and eitfais? Because Shem said, we could say it's the naka mashlimis vadifais. The reason why he picked both terminologies, the hashta lekulu lishani, it's just to say that, because we asked, according to either one, you don't need both, is to say that, according to all interpretations, asish like a tyra, that he did unlawfully, that's what he was beseeching mercy for himself. So it was just covering all the bases. Now, says Tez V'amas L'shnuye, well, the Gemara could have answered, that L'b'sayif Saver Noshim Berishayin Chayva, it could have said a different answer, that actually at the end he held, that actually women are obligated by Pesach Rishon, not like we said, that it's Rishos, so B'Shein Rishos. But however, regarding the second one, that would be Rishos. That's the case, comes out that regarding Pesach Sheni, it's Rav Tameim. Rav Tameim are not rejected to Pesach Sheni, and therefore that's why it's Mavakish Racham on the cell. But says Taisis Lekach, and Ulekach Bikash Nefri, he beseeched for mercy, because Lav Shabbat Ovid, he didn't do well, David Pesach Sheni, that he had the Tameim doing Pesach Sheni. But says Taisis, Alaliba, the Rav Shimon Kaiminan, it's just, it's going according to Rishon, that we hold the Islay B'Perek Isha, that he holds over the Natsali Yalom Bez, the Nershom Rishon Rishos, and therefore that's how we said it, which is how we hold. Just Masal, to begin the Gemara Mechti, let's say, Mepori, the Pesach B'Hulu, it's 30 days, and really Darshking our Purim already regarding Pesach, people are not going to listen when you're Ma'abrit, which says the truth is that Mastin the Idiots, in the seventh parak, the Ma'isi parak and the Chalakan that the Gemara brings later on the Pezayim and Alf, hey Me'idu, they testified to Abin and Sashana, call Adu, that you could make it the Ibri or the whole other, have a much like sure, then they could have asked on that Mishnah also, that how people are going to listen. It's the same question. If you already darshan the Nidrash, already on Purim, that Pesach is in a month from now.